Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when a great decision, I think it's a smart decision, it's an up-the-middle decision, it's what the country needs, has been issued down in a Florida courtroom concerning the affidavit that was the grounds for the search warrant that has caused so much uproar all across the country. We'll tell you how, to what extent, and in what way it's going to be made public, and that the public will find out what exactly, if any, is the evidence that the government has that suggests that it was likely that President Trump had committed a crime, which was the basis for the search warrant in the first place. We will get to that. We will be speaking also about the political ambitions. Are they political ambitions or are they cause ambitions of Liz Cheney? Now that she has lost her congressional seat, she'll continue to serve in Congress up through January of next year. But at that point, she is organizing a new organization, putting together a new political movement that she calls the Great Task, citing the Gettysburg Address, just as she cited the example of Lincoln in her concession speech yesterday. It was two nights ago. It all goes by so quickly. So the latest for Liz Cheney, and what do we do about pursuing any further investigations, charges against President Trump, if that is simply going to divide the country more and create the situation that if you actually succeed in putting him in jail, you may also succeed in putting him in the White House. And by the way, there is nowhere where it says that being convicted of a felony or going to jail makes you ineligible to run for president or to serve as president. What do you do about that entire situation, about what comes first, some kind of vigorous investigation of every wrong deed, every dubious decision President Trump has ever made, or actually looking forward and seeing what is going to work best for the country? And we will be speaking about that with conservative columnist Mona Charon, who has written some very provocative pieces on this subject. We'll be talking to her later. Also talking about the disastrous decision, and everybody agrees it was disastrous, to vacate Afghanistan. What does it mean a year later? Oh, how are things actually going in Afghanistan? Colin P. Clark is deeply involved as a research fellow at the Soufan Center, taking a look at terrorism and international security. He has a new report on Afghanistan and life under the Taliban that is very important to hear. We'll be speaking to him about that. And is it true that Sarah Palin is at risk of losing in Alaska, despite the fact that she was widely favored to actually take that congressional seat that has been left vacant for a few weeks more by the death of Don Young? Actually, I think that any objective person looking at this who isn't just completely stoked up on Palin hatred will look at the situation and say she's likely to win. She is likely to go to Congress, and then she'd have to defend that congressional seat in the elections in November. But between now and next January, I think she is likely to be a member of the House of Representatives, which is called a victory. There is breaking news today. Brian Stelter, who is a particularly disliked figure among movement conservatives, is going to be departing CNN. I know life will never be the same without him there, but he was the host of Reliable Sources, which at one point was, I believe, hosted by Her Howard Kurtz, who is now with Fox News. And Stelter is leaving, as they are canceling Reliable Sources. Tragedy? Not entirely. And the former CFO, Chief Financial Officer of the Trump Organization, has pleaded guilty in all 15 counts of tax fraud and has agreed to testify against the company. The company is called the Trump Organization. This in New York, we told you this was coming. It means that Alan Weisselberg, the former CFO of the Trump Organization, is not going to go to jail for years and years and years, but he will go to prison. This is not something that I think will be celebrated by President Trump and his inner circle, not in any sense. Okay, first of all, the race in Wyoming, which got so much attention, is over. But the argument over a concession statement is not over at all. It's just beginning. This really shows the level of the division that you have within the Republican Party. The victorious candidate, a lawyer, former candidate for Governor Harriet Hageman, was on Sean Hannity's TV show. And she told Hannity that Cheney never really conceded. She just got a voicemail. And this is what Harriet Hageman said. This is clip 7.
There wasn't a phone call. While I was going in and getting ready to do my acceptance speech last night and had just arrived at the watch party, she called and left a very brief 2-second message on my cell phone. That's the extent of it. I haven't had any other contact with Liz Cheney. She only made the one effort, and all she said was, "Hello, Harriet," and then that was the end of it. So she didn't call and discuss with me any kind of concession or anything else. It was just a one phone call. I was obviously extremely busy with family and friends.
She just said, "Hello, Harriet," and then hung up?
That was the end of the call, yes. That was the only time. It was about 8:15 last night.
Okay, again, given the fact that President Trump has been so roundly and widely criticized for never conceding, I still think he hasn't conceded to Joe Biden, this would be shocking that Liz Cheney didn't even concede. But the Cheney team actually had a recording of the actual call that Harriet Hageman described, and it's very different. Here is what Liz Cheney's actual concession phone call sounded like. Clip 8.
Hi, Harriet. Liz Cheney calling. It's about 8:13 on Tuesday the 16th. I'm calling to concede the election and to congratulate you on the win. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, it's brief to the point, but you heard the words concession and to congratulate you on the win. She sounded unusually chipper, didn't she? But then the Hageman campaign staff sent their own video to a political reporter of the voicemail they received from Cheney. In it, you only hear the words, "Howdy, Harriet," before it cuts out. The voicemail had more time on it, but that's the audio that got through to Hageman, apparently. It sounded like this.
"Hi, Harriet."
Okay. Could it be that there was some kind of technical problem with the telephone connection in Wyoming? Actually, I think this is one of the silliest arguments imaginable, but the record is very clear, and again, they can prove from the Cheney side that telephone call went through. They have a tape of it where she said, "I congratulate you on your win, and I'm conceding." In any event, there's no doubt, certainly not with the level of the margin between the two candidates, that Hageman won, Cheney lost. But does that loss just set up potential bigger victories in the future? We'll be talking about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Sarah Palin obviously is a big name. She was a nominee for Vice President of the United States. She remains popular in the Republican Party nationally. She has never been that popular among Republicans in Alaska. She quit as governor. That was something that counts against her. And in fact, she was attacked as a quitter in her race for the Congress of the United States. And this is actually going to elect a member of Congress who is going to take office in the Congress of the United States in September of this year. So just basically a couple of weeks from now. But it's that complicated Alaska system that is just nutty. The most up-to-date returns that I can find show that Sarah Palin is running second to the Democratic candidate, whose name is Peltola, who would be the first Native Alaskan to serve in Congress and first Democrat in many, many years. I mean, because Don Young had held that seat, which is the only seat in the House that Alaska puts forward and sends to Washington. But Peltola has 38% of the vote. Palin has 32% of the vote. Nick Begich, who is the other leading Republican candidate, along with Sarah Palin, has 29% of the vote. So it's very close between him and Palin. The way Palin could lose is if Begich actually passes her. In that case, then she is out, and her second-choice voters get applied to the race between Begich and Peltola. Okay, what all of this means is that if Sarah Palin keeps her narrow lead over Nick Begich, it seems to me very likely that most of the Republicans who voted for Begich are not going to turn around and vote for the Democrat. But the Democrat has been emphasizing she's a consensus builder, so that should be possible. It also may be that Lisa Murkowski, she's coming out of the primary here strong because she led in the race with Kelly Chewbacca, who is the Trump-endorsed candidate and is actually somebody who people in Trump world love a lot. Lisa Murkowski, 44% of the vote. Chewbacca, 40% of the vote. But the way that would work in the general election, and again, this is the system they have, there would be Murkowski and Chewbacca are surely going into the general election. They're both going to clear the primary. They're not sure who the third and fourth place candidates will be, who will clear the primary and go into the general election. And the assumption is that Murkowski, who's been a senator for a long time, and her father was governor, and he was a senator from Alaska, that Murkowski would get enough second-place votes from people who don't want to see a Democrat like Chesbro, who is one of the runners there, taking that seat in the Senate, that they would that there would be enough second place votes for Murkowski to put her over the line, whereas Chewbacca, basically, if you like Chewbacca, who is the Trump endorsed candidate, and then you would have voted for her at this time, and it would be unlikely that you would put her in second place if you voted for one of the Democrats. But who knows? The election's still going on in Alaska. Something else that is still going on, an explosion that erupted inside a mosque during evening prayers last night in Afghanistan's capital killed 21 people and injured 33 others. That, according to a spokesperson for the Kabul police chief. Security forces were investigating the incident in the city's police district 17. Following today's explosion, we admitted 27 patients to our surgical center for war victims in Kabul, including 5 minors, one of them a 7-year-old boy, said the medical officials. 2 patients arrived dead, 1 died in the emergency room. And it goes on. Remember the whole idea of the United States withdrawing from Afghanistan was not only to protect Americans, but to encourage the idea of a peaceful development under the Taliban leadership. Not so much with problems like this still afflicting that country. And the truth of the matter is that this continues to be an issue, and a crucial issue, as everybody points out, concerning the collapse of Joe Biden's approval. The other crucial issue, inflation, where all you have to do is look at what's going on in Britain to realize just how serious this can be. They're talking now inflation is moving in the wrong direction in Britain. It's going to be over 10%. Some people are saying for the rest of the year, 14% inflation, and almost surely pushing Britain into a recession. For CNN is covering that a lot of Americans are going to be feeling inflation when they send their kids back to school coming up very soon. This is the report on CNN, clip one.
This year, the average American household will spend $864 on back-to-school shopping, 40% higher than before the pandemic. Like everything else that costs more, parents can blame inflation.
I was surprised about the, you know, cost of like pens and paper and notebooks and all of that. That went up.
It's beyond the basics. Tape is up almost 70%, glue 30%, sneakers 12%, and backpacks up 2%.
Okay, and generally, pencil prices and more, this coverage by another major network, and not one that is known to be hostile to the Biden administration, NBC. Listen, clip five.
Kicking off today's back-to-school supply drive. Kids are returning to classrooms nationwide, and the cost of supplies is soaring. And this morning, we want to help.
Yes, according to AdoptAClassroom.org, teachers, get this, spent an average of $750 of their own money last year on classroom materials. That was the highest amount ever.
And here's what teachers are facing this year. The cost of pencils up 40% since 2020. A ream of paper rising nearly 60%.
Okay, why would school supplies be so much more than the general rate of inflation? And this is a serious matter because generally across the country, families with kids, and this is true across ethnic groups and frankly across economic groups, families with kids are more likely to go Republican. The single parents and others more likely to go Democratic. This is one of the reasons that Republicans, I think, will be mobilized and will turn out and still have to have the edge in the likely winner, at least on the House side of the struggle. More on that and an allegation that Israel's 50 times worse than Nazi Germany. Who says so? We'll get to it.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge is deciding if the affidavit used to justify the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort will be unsealed. The judge is continuing to hear from both sides on the issue, and the White House maintains they didn't know anything about the raid beforehand and say it wasn't politically motivated. Consumer prices rose over 8% in July compared to a year ago, according to the Consumer Price Index. Although this is lower than the reading of 9.1% in June, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says he thinks Democrats have done short-term damage to the country.
You know that old saying, if you're in a hole, stop digging? You saw it 10 days ago, they decided to do some more of it. So they passed a $750 billion package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And the history shows are free if you are a member of MedHead Plus, which is a great opportunity. It costs you 22 cents a day. You get access to this show, the download version of this show, podcast version of this show. That's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no cost at all, and it's without commercials. And you also get free access to downloading any of our history programs, including our history programs on the history of the Middle East. And there's a big article and a really a worldwide furor over a truly outrageous comment that was made by the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, who, by the way, is serving in his 18th year of his four-year term. After he was elected to the four-year term, he canceled all the subsequent elections, which the Palestinians have not been able to get together to hold. So, dictator Abbas, the Palestinian leader, and this is from the New York Times, Mahmoud Abbas accused Israel of carrying out 50 Holocausts of Palestinians as he stood alongside the German chancellor in Berlin, then walked the comments back yesterday in the face of an international outcry from leaders and officials who denounced the remarks as anti-Semitic Holocaust denial. Which, by the way, Mr. Abbas, Abu Mazen, has a lot of background with. Mr. Abbas, the 87-year-old president of the Palestinian Authority, was speaking during a joint news conference with Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany on Tuesday night. The comment that caused the uproar was a response to a reporter who asked Mr. Abbas if he was ready to apologize for the killings of 11 Israeli athletes in Munich by the Palestinian Black September group at the Munich Olympics in 1972. And this is very important because we're just coming up, obviously, to the 50th anniversary of that Olympic massacre. And the people who committed that massacre from Palestinian Black September were hailed as heroes by the Palestine Liberation Organization at the time and were praised for killing these innocent people who would come to compete in the Olympics, this celebration of peace and international unity, etc., etc. Germany is planning to mark the 50th anniversary of the Munich terrorist attack in the fall. Mr. Abbas replied, when he was asked if the Palestinian Authority would apologize for the atrocity and the murders at the Olympics, he replied that Israel had committed 50 massacres in Palestinian-populated areas from 1947 until today, adding, for emphasis, 50 massacres, 50 Holocausts, using the English term for the Nazi genocide during World War II. Now, just to put this in perspective, 50 Holocausts would mean 300 million people. And no one can find evidence of 300 million or 6 million or anything even vaguely close to that in all of the battles and the wars and the terrorist conflagrations involving Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinian population has not been wiped out. It is higher today, living in all parts of the world, including, by the way, a big community in Chicago of almost more than 100,000 people of Palestinian ancestry. So this is completely outrageous. In Berlin on Tuesday night, Mr. Schultz grimaced when Mr. Abbas made his remarks, according to local media reports from the scene, but he did not immediately upbraid or contradict the Palestinian leader, and the news conference was brought to a swift end. Soon after, the German chancellor strongly condemned Mr. Abbas's words, and on Wednesday morning he tweeted in English, German, and Hebrew to say he was disgusted by the outrageous remarks made by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. And there's a comment by Armin Laschet, who is the defeated candidate. He's a candidate of the conservatives in Germany. That's the Christian Democrats. He said the PLO leader would have gained sympathy if he had apologized for the terrorist attack on Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics in 1972. He said, accusing Israel of 50 Holocausts instead is the most disgusting speech ever heard in the German chancellery. And the problem with all of this is that it highlights the difficulty of moving forward with any kind of peace agenda involving the Palestinian Authority. The subsequent statement by Mahmoud Abbas, by Abu Mazen, was issued later yesterday. And he reaffirmed that he considers the Holocaust the most heinous crime in modern human history. And he stressed that his remarks in Berlin were not intended to deny the singularity of the Holocaust that occurred in the last century. Okay, clearly they were meant to deny their singularity if he said Israel had committed 50 Holocausts. The clarifying statement went on to say that Mr. Abbas had been referring to the crimes and massacres committed against the Palestinian people at the hands of Israeli forces over the past 75 years. These crimes have not stopped to this day, his statement said. Over the past year, they point out in the New York Times, the Israeli government has made many concessions to the Palestinians, such as expanding the number of people who are allowed to cross daily from the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip to work in Israel, and increasing engagement with Palestinian officials. One of the problems here is that this was not the first time Mr. Abbas has been accused of anti-Semitism and Holocaust revisionism. He had a 1983 book, The Other Side, The Secret Relationship Between Nazism and the Zionists, based on his doctoral thesis. Mr. Abbas argued that Zionist leaders colluded with the Nazis to worsen the horrible conditions for Jews in Europe with the aim of spurring them to immigrate to Palestine. The book also questioned the figure of 6 million Jewish Holocaust victims, claiming that the number was actually less than 1 million. Okay, he wrote a book like that in 1983. Again, one of the gestures that I think would be deeply meaningful would be Israel makes a point of taking foreign leaders, even foreign leaders who may be somewhat hostile, to visit Yad Vashem, which is the extremely moving and very graphic Holocaust museum, which occupies a prominent location in modern Jerusalem. And Abu Mazen ought to visit. At the same time, right on the same page, Israel and Turkey renewing relations after 4 years chill. This is actually a very good thing. Once upon a time, and when I say once upon a time, 15 years ago, Israel and Turkey were actually allies. Turkey was one of the few Muslim countries that actually was very accepting and pro-Israel. That's changed under the Islamist president of Turkey, under Erdogan, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And now he has welcomed the president of Israel, President Herzog, for a visit in Turkey. They've flown the Israeli flag in respect. And as they report, after years of testy on and off again relations, Israel and Turkey announced yesterday they were restoring full diplomatic ties and would be exchanging ambassadors again after not doing so for 4 years. That's a very positive thing. For Israel, certainly, but for the United States of America and for the NATO alliance. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just minutes before we went on the air here today, the judge in Florida, in West Palm Beach, whose name is Bruce Reinhart, he's the crucial judge. He authorized the search and the search warrant on President Trump's home. He also authorized the public release of that search warrant and release of information about what materials the FBI agents had taken from Mar-a-Lago. He's now been confronted with a push by a lot of news organizations. The Trump administration, it's not the Trump administration, it's Team Trump, has sort of stood aside from it. But the government does not want the affidavit, which is the basis for the search warrant, released. They say it would interfere with an ongoing criminal investigation. And today the judge basically issued his ruling, and it's a split-the-difference ruling. He said, okay, you don't want to release this to the public, too bad. There's profound public interest in it, and we are going to release at least part of it. What he would allow, however, is for the government to have a week to go over all the information in the affidavit where they make their criminal case against Trump, basically. And if there are things that involve specific witnesses or specific classified material or stuff that the government says should not be released, they would come back and redact it. In other words, they would have, and you've seen this in some documents that have been released by the government, big black splotches where that those elements of the document are basically blacked out. And then Judge Reinhart, next Thursday, a week from today, would get this governmental response. He would go over it and either approve the redactions or he wouldn't. And as he put it in his ruling, if he doesn't approve the redactions, if it's just a contest between him and the Justice Department, he wins. And that's because he's the judge in this matter. This is the way the decision was reported on ABC News. Listen.
Catherine, let me get right to you. Give us more details on the judge's ruling.
So Judge Reinhart is one of the few people who has seen and read this affidavit. He says that he's not inclined to keep the whole thing under seal, that there could be portions of this that he could reasonably believes that reasonably could be released. Now, we should make clear that he has not ruled on this, Kenneth. He has not said that it should be fully unsealed. The government now has a week to go back and go through this affidavit, which was described as lengthy, to then propose their redactions. The judge said they would then have some sort of conference. Maybe the judge would propose his own redactions and they'd try to come to something that they could agree on here. Well, the government's argument in there was to keep the whole thing under seal. They said if they released this with any redactions, it would essentially be meaningless to the media because it wouldn't say much. Look, they argued that this could compromise witnesses that have spoken to them that maybe will speak to them in this ongoing investigation, that it's still in the early stages and it could compromise any future action that they take as it relates to this investigation and potentially others.
Okay, the Judge Reinhart surprising decision struck a middle course, this is the New York Times, between the Justice Department, which wanted to keep the affidavit entirely under wraps as its investigation into Mr. Trump's handling of classified documents continued, and a group of news organizations which requested that it be released in full to the public. A warrant affidavits, which are written and sworn to by federal agents before a search takes place, contain detailed information about criminal investigations and are almost always kept under seal until charges are filed. As part of his ruling, Judge Reinhart ordered the government to send him under seal proposed redactions to the warrant affidavit by next Thursday at noon. He said he would review the suggestions and decide if he agreed with them. This is going to be a considered, careful process, Judge Reinhart said. It means that this kind of controversy and uncertainty will be extended for a while. And does that mean that, with everything else going on, that everybody can calm down for a while? I don't think so. Not when you have, on another front in a multi-front war, Alex H. Weisselberg, for decades one of Donald J. Trump's most trusted executives, has reached a deal to plead guilty today and to admit to participating in a long-running tax scheme at the former president's family business, a serious blow to the company that could heighten the risk of an upcoming trial on related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will have to admit to all 15 felonies that prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office accused him of, according to people with knowledge of the matter. And if he is called as a witness in the company's trial in October, he will have to testify about his role in the scheme to avoid paying taxes on lavish corporate perks, people familiar with the case said. His potential testimony will put the Trump Organization at a disadvantage and is likely to make Mr. Weisselberg a central witness in the October trial, where the company itself, the Trump Organization, will face many of the same charges. Now, let me make clear here. The Trump Organization is not Trump. It's an organization. I mean, one of the reasons you have a corporation is to limit an individual's liability. However, if his company, at a time when he was still very much directing it as a hands-on leader, is convicted of anything like the 15 felonies that Alan Weisselberg is now admitting to, hoping to reduce the time he spends in jail. Nobody knows exactly how much that's going to be now, but it will be some plus fines. Meanwhile, on a happier note, Ron DeSantis, who many Trump supporters believe is the best possible alternative to President Trump. He has just announced three proposals for the 2023 legislative session that will help support and grow Florida's teaching workforce and leverage the talents of Florida's retired veterans and first responders. The proposals include a recruitment initiative targeted to bring retired first responders and retired veterans to the classroom through fee waivers and bonuses, an apprenticeship program that provides bonuses to teachers for mentoring aspiring teachers with an associate's degree to gain hands-on teaching experience, and a scholarship program for K-12 teachers interested in teaching dual enrollment courses on high school campuses. All of this is very good, and it's very positive. And there's also something positive that, though actually it's negative, regarding a new bill just passed by the Congress and signed by President Biden, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. This is DeSantis about that idea of hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. This is clip two.
And I think of all the things that have come out of Washington that have been outrageous, this has got to be pretty close to the top. And I think it was basically just a middle finger to the American public, that this is what they think of you. All these problems we have to deal with, and they think the way is to do 87,000 IRS agents. There's going to be more people in the IRS than in, like, a lot of these other agencies combined now. You know, they're not putting very much might down at the border, I can tell you that right now, but they want to be able to do it and unleash them on American taxpayers. And so that's wrong. Fortunately, you know, that's one of the reasons we don't have an income tax, is because if you don't have an income tax, you don't empower revenue agents. Once you do that income tax, that gives them the ability to really go in and potentially talk.
Okay, when he says we don't have an income tax, he means in Florida. They don't have a state income tax. They're one of nine states that doesn't. There's only one blue state, so-called, one more liberal-tending state, where there is no state income tax. That's called the state of Washington. And one of the reasons it's crucial for everybody to go out and vote in the upcoming elections that are going to decide the control of the state legislature, the state of Washington, and to protect our blessed escape from state income taxes, which can be in other states 10, 11, 13%. It is in California. I mean, come on, this is one of those reasons it's very much worthwhile at least creating a blocking segment of the state legislature and helping to reinforce some of the Republicans down there. We will reinforce our own discussion, joined by Mona Charon a little bit later. She has written an incredible piece that says, does defense of democracy require letting Donald Trump off the hook? That on some of the many charges that are being made against him. Thought-provoking, important, you bet, with more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.